and I will tell you how that scam works. It says girls direct to you with a phone number, right? If you call the phone number, they'll ask you in which hotel do you sleep. And you say, I'm sleeping in the Bellagio right over there. And they ask you what is the room number. And then they say, okay, we'll bring a girl to you. They will say a prize like $250. You have to give your credit card number. When you give your credit card number, they will charge you directly, immediately. And they will send you a girl direct to your room. But here's the joke. She will say, no, I'm not coming inside. That's not the deal. Yeah, you paid $250, so I can come direct to your room.
Have you ever bought a sex doll, only to find out it was a cheap knockoff? Hire a hooker that didn't show up? See an ad for a sex toy product tester and wondered how many suckers would actually fall for that? Today we're talking about sex scams. Not romance scams where someone you've never met wants to marry you if only they had the money. If you want to avoid the mistake that guy made, and if you're determined to hire a sex worker, then do it right.
You want to see an escort, and you're thinking, how do I do that? Because you've never done it before? This video is for you. Or if you've been doing it wrong, this video is for you.
Before the fun begins, our YouTube professional says you've got to do your homework and research the person you hope will be your best friend for the evening. And be aware they will be checking you out, too, and may ask for some personal information to make sure you are who you say you are. Giving up personal information seems like a great way to become a sucker, so you've got to pick your poison.
Get there like 5 minutes early, just so that she has detailed instructions on how to get to her room. Then you have enough time to follow those directions. You know, once she sends that to you, you say, I'm here. She sends that to you. Follow the directions. Get to the room. Put the money down before anything. I don't care. No girl wants you to try to pay after. It doesn't work. This is an afterpay. This isn't a loan. There's no IOUs. Put the money down. If she asks you to wash your hands, she's trying to put the money away, out of sight, out of mind. It honestly is a better experience when you don't have the money sitting right there glaring. It takes a little less seediness out of this, you know? So it makes it a little more enjoyable. So thank her for that. That's amazing. And then just have fun. Like, that's what you're here for, right? Make sure it's stuff she's comfortable with, but hopefully you figured out what she's okay with and what she's not okay with before you go. If she doesn't have anything and doesn't talk about anything, then just go with it. And you know what? This is one of the great things, okay? She doesn't do something that you really like and you didn't know it before you got there. Enjoy your time and you just don't see her again. And you find somebody else.
The UPS driver has just left a large package on your doorstep. And you're very excited. Your new sex doll has just arrived. But did the thousands of dollars you spent get you the real thing? Or were you conned into a cheap booty call? Fortunately, there are people in the world who've got our back. It should come as no surprise that there are folks on YouTube who review sex dolls. One reviewer ordered two dolls, one costing $800, and the other was $1,600. He did a detailed review of the dolls, which, fortunately for me, did not include road tests.
In this video, I will analyze the difference between a cheap $800 counterfeit doll and a legit $1,649 WM doll. Both are the 140 centimeters D cup from WM doll. Both are supposed to be exactly the same model. Can you by any chance spot the counterfeit one? Now please keep in mind that this is the best quality counterfeit doll that I have ever received. At least it is the right model. If you look closely at the differences, you will notice that they are not the same height. The neck from the one at the left is disproportionate and it's much, much too long. The head skin color do not match the rest of the body. The boobs from the one at the right are bigger and look more natural. The boobs feeling when you touch them are completely different. One is very hard, and the second one is soft and jiggling, like real boobs.
The review also included a test of the joints, and whether they were easy to move and stayed where they were positioned. With that kind of money on the line, scammers inserted themselves into the sex doll business. I'm a summer guy. I'll be on the porch, enjoying a cool drink and reading. Doesn't get any better, unless someone else does the cooking. I'm not going to spend the day in fresh air only to eat processed foods. If I'm not eating fresh, I'm wasting one of the best seasons of the year. Fortunately, Factor comes to my rescue. They send fresh meals to me that can be cooked up in minutes. I can go back to the porch with a great meal and enjoy the sunset. I'm not into programmed diets. I like the chef's choice meals, but if I wanted keto, protein, vegan, or anything else, they can provide it. Premium meals could include steak, shrimp, broccolini, or asparagus. The meals come prepped and are customizable. You can get add-ons for breakfast, lunch, or snacks. And when I head out on vacation, Factor will pause my service until I get back. Plus, I love to grill, so I can choose one of Factor's meals during the week and fire up the charcoal on weekends. Be good to yourself. Enjoy the warm weather, great foods from Factor, along with some money-saving discounts I'm about to tell you about. Head to factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 and use code scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code scamsandcons50 at factormeals.com/scamsandcons50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. One of the companies mentioned in the audio above is WM Dolls. Its products run from about $1,600 to nearly $5,000. Customers want to be sure they're getting what they paid for. That's why WM Dolls has a verification program so their customers can verify that their doll will perform where the rubber meets the road. Speaking of rubber, you might also want to be on the lookout for counterfeit condoms. In 2017, several federal law enforcement agencies reported that over 5 days, they seized more than 40,000 counterfeit condoms imported into Puerto Rico from China. The agency said there's no regulation of the condom industry in the U.S., and that fake condoms will not guard the user against sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy. In 2016, the BBC reported that about 22,000 fake condoms were discovered at a property in Castleford. Down under, government officials said Groupon Australia sold counterfeit condoms online for 2 months in 2015. What if someone sent you an email claiming to have a video record of what you watched on porn sites and will share it with your family and friends if you don't pay up? The important thing to ask yourself is, could they have that information? The odds are well in your favor they don't, but they might.
Targets identified. Threat assessed. The raid is on. Specialist cybercrime officers fan out through a slum north of Manila. A warren of narrow alleys. Controlled by gangs. The team's nervous.
Officers are targeting a new kind of crime here. It's called sextortion. They're looking for computer equipment and the criminals who operate it, blackmailing men thousands of miles away on the other side of the world.
Angus Crawford of the BBC followed police on a raid in Manila. In this raid, police were looking for call centers where hundreds of workers were making threatening phone calls. Many of these operations are run by organized crime.
Officers from the country's cybercrime unit raid a call center. They find young people working in shifts, targeting victims using social media. There are even bonuses for the workers who make the most money. But how exactly does this new crime work? A friend requests online. She's attractive and suggests a more intimate chat on a webcam.
I was very frightened, just the thought.
As John found out, that chat is recorded, followed by a threat to put the video online unless the victim pays up.
Should tell my family and friends. Tell my daughter. Tell my wife. You know, ruin your life. Ruin your family.
See, if anybody was looking at me now on Skype through video, that's what they would see.
What victims don't know is most of the women aren't real. Just pre-recorded videos, programmed to obey command.
Call centers use hundreds of people to make threatening phone calls, and that makes them easier for police to track down. But Checkpoint Research found that con artists have been bypassing call centers in favor of spam bots. Spam bots take over individual computers, then use those to send the emails. They avoid domains such as Gmail and Outlook to reduce the risk of being caught. If one of these bots was planted on your computer, it could send up to 30,000 emails every hour.
24 hours ago, I found out the person that I'd been dating and seeing for the last 6 months as a con man.
That is my sister Emma. Andrew Tonks' lies had been so convincing, she'd invested $300,000 with him. However, the tables were about to turn on Andrew. What he didn't know was that Emma had discovered his real identity. But to get any chance of justice, Emma had to act like it was business as usual. Coming up in this series...
And that's when murder, all this stuff goes through my mind. I'm really, really scared.
I'm assuming Sarah has watched too much Netflix and figures I've been defrauding you. Couldn't be further from the truth.
That's what this was, a real-life story that seems so unbelievable, but it was actually true.
A true story that all starts with one simple swipe to the right. I'm Sarah Ferris.
And I'm Emma Ferris, and this is my story, Conning the Con.
Experts disagree on whether porn addiction or sex addiction are real things. The general thinking is that if these practices don't interfere with your life, the lives of others, or don't keep you from accomplishing things that you want to accomplish, then it's probably not an addiction. But that doesn't mean it can't become a habit that makes you ripe for a scam. Take the ads that promise a game that will bring you to orgasm in 40 seconds. I'm thinking, why would someone want their fun to last only 40 seconds? And why would a company that makes its money by the minute want them to? Vice magazine technology writer Samantha Cole bravely decided to test whether those 40-second claims are true. Here's a little of what she wrote. The first thing to know about these games is that they're not exactly free, and that you can't buy them like you buy a game on Steam. These ads are selling subscriptions to adult game websites. All the ads on Pornhub's network of sites, Pornhub, RedTube, etc., are managed by Traffic Junkie, which is owned by Pornhub's parent company, MindGeek. It's an orbis of advertising money, eating its own dick endlessly. By the way, an orbis is a snake eating its own tail. I looked it up. I'll put a link to her story in the show notes where you can get down and dirty with what she found out. And just so you know, it's not safe for work reading. So you're sitting in an office, and the person across the desk from you is about to interview you for a job. Here's the first question. Why do you want to be a sex toy tester? The answer, of course, is, why wouldn't I? You may have scheduled this interview after seeing an advertisement somewhere. You're skeptical, but curiosity wins out, and now you're at this desk in a well-lit office in a legitimate office building. The good news is, sex toy product testing is a real job. And Kara, who works for Good Vibrations, works in quality control.
I test about 10 to 15 sex toys a week, and I must have about 2,000 sex toys altogether now in my collection. I've been testing sex toys for about 5 years now. I got into it because a friend of mine is an Ann Summers rep, and she joined a chat forum online which is all about sex toys, which was over at Love Honey. And she invited me on there, and when I joined the forum, I saw that a lot of people on there had their own blogs as well, and they were reviewing sex toys on their blog. So I decided this was quite a fun hobby to do, so I got involved that way and started my own. And 5 years later, I've got a lot of sex toys and I'm still testing sex toys every week.
So while an advertisement seeking applicants could be a scam, it could also be real. One tester says she makes $39,000 a year. Be aware that wherever you find your sex workers, buy condoms or sex toys, there's no try before you buy program. And satisfaction is never guaranteed. A successful con seduces a sucker into a world where their dreams can come true. Power and great riches are within their grasp. This magic casts a spell that leads its audience to hand over all their money to scammers who vanish before the sucker realizes it was all an illusion. If you enjoy the podcast, please help us out by telling your friends and encouraging them to listen. Scams and Cons is available wherever podcasts are found and at scamsandcons.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just look for Scams and Cons. Lastly, we'd be grateful for a 5-star rating wherever you're listening right now. It really does go a long way toward helping us build our audience. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande, the host of True Crime Psychology and Personality. On my podcast, I explore and explain the pathology behind some of the most horrendous crimes and those who commit them. We discuss topics like narcissism, psychopathy, sociopathy, and antisocial personality disorder from a scientifically informed perspective. What is a narcissist? How do you spot a sociopath? What signs can you look for to protect yourself from these dangerous personalities? It's not just about the stories, but also the science and psychology behind them. So if you're interested in true crime or mental health, I'd encourage you to give my show a listen wherever you get podcasts.